Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dub, take us through the vacation on the ranch. Why did you go to a ranch?
So this is a place that my family has ties to since back in the 30s, as a matter of fact. My grandmother went to this ranch when she was a kid. It started out as just kind of a family thing. It was one of her cousins that got it all started. And then they would have so many people come out and stay during that time that they thought, well, hey, we should go ahead and make a business out of this. We'll have people come out. They'll pay a little bit. We'll make them their food, and we'll go from there. So it's kind of a Groundhog's Day type of vacation. And it's definitely not for everybody. I want to preface that, because there's a lot of activities that you can or don't have to engage in, but if you don't, there's not a whole lot of other options out there. As I said before, no internet, no television in any of the cabins, anything like that. Central heating and air conditioning, not a big thing up there.
I'm sorry, you're going to have to start over. You said no television?
Zero. Not one television.
You didn't have a TV for a week.
Didn't have a television. Not accessible to me.
Sean, I was under the impression it was just no cell service.
Me too. I don't know. What
year is this? Is this 2018?
Well, that's not what the vacation is about, RJ. The vacation is about, you know, getting in touch with nature, some beautiful animals and the horses that they have out there. They probably have about 80 to 90 horses out there that the guests will ride. And let me give you an idea of kind of the daily schedule. You wake up at 7 o'clock. You go eat breakfast. You meet down at the corral where the horses are around 8:15. You take out for a ride on the ranch. They have several hundred acres out there. Well, 1,000 acres out there. I never know acreage distance. But they have quite a bit out there that you can ride in, basically enough where you can get about a 3.5 to 4 hour ride in. You ride from about 8:15 to...
Don't you want to sleep in on vacation too?
Well, some cases, yes. But for some reason, whether it's the mountain air, whether it's just the energy out there, whether it's the cool, I mean, it's so beautiful in the morning. It's unbelievable. That just gets you up in the morning. Something is able to wake you up early, and you do it with excitement. So I do that. We ride from till about 12:30, come back in for lunch. Then in the afternoon, skeet shooting out on the range. You guys familiar with Sporting Clays?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Roy. We're big time. Sean and I go clay shooting all the time.
I haven't done it, but I know it. I know it.
It's a good time. It made me think, actually, we should get a charity going or something involving that with our show maybe down the road, but that's a conversation for a later date. You go skeet shooting, then you go tubing down the river about 3:30, 3:45. Take a 45-minute tube down the river, hop in the tubing truck, go down to the river. You have a good time. Come back, shower up, cocktail hour. Got about 45 minutes before dinner, and that would be the time when I would influence my entire family into drinking copious amounts of alcohol to stay with me and make me feel better about my own alcoholism. And then dinner, after dinner, play a ranch-wide game of softball on their big, beautiful, luscious green lawn that they have out there. And after softball, you retire to the campfire. People want to bring their guitars out, bring some music out, sure, but most of it's just kind of talking, catching up with family members, of which I had a lot of them out there. The entire ranch was occupied by either my immediate family members, my two sisters and their families and my parents, or all of my second cousins, which amounts to about 30, 35 people or so.
All, you had what amount of family out there?
There were about 30...
Good
30
Lord.
Second cousins out there. There are 15 cabins on the ranch that people can kind of occupy, and each cabin holds roughly between like 4 and 7 to 8 people.
Mm. Wow. So did Michelle feel more out of place at this vacation spot as you did at the one that you went with her family, where there was like 1,000 people sharing one house?
No. She integrated wonder, I mean, much better into this situation than I did, because she's like just as conversational as I am, but she comes across as very sweet. I mean, and for a lot of these people, a lot of my second cousins, this was their first time meeting her. So it kind of led to a lot of easy conversations. Hey, how are you doing? You know, what are you into? What do you do with your work? So every week you're out there, they try to, because the turnover is usually from a week-to-week basis, they try to put on like a special event for everybody out there. And it can be a number of things, whether it's a kind of ranch-wide competition, or they'll put on a square dance at night where they kind of teach you a couple square dances and then everybody
dances
together. And
your partner, Do-si-do.
That's man, that is exactly the song that they do.
What's the story of the wife?
And they'll try to do a number of these things. And so the thing they put on for us, because it was going to be a full moon while we were out there, the special event for us was going to be a moonlight ride. You were going to ride out into the countryside by moonlight. You'd get out to your riding spot. Like I said, every ride you typically go out to like a really nice scenic view somewhere. So they would ride you up the mountainside to get there about 9 or 9:30, and by that time, the moon would be out in full. You'd get to take some beautiful pictures, which we did, enjoy the scenery, and then you would ride back home safely before it gets too dark. Well, as I mentioned, this was my wife's first experience with Western-style riding. There's English and then there's Western. And this was her experience with Western-style riding, Western-style horses, and so she wasn't a particularly fast mover. And the spot we had to get to for the moonlight ride was a little bit far away. So I've been to this ranch enough times in my life that I feel comfortable with directionally where I'm headed, right? If you throw me in just about any spot on the ranch, I could probably turn around quickly and point to the general direction of where, you know, our home base, all the cabins, the corral, and all that stuff are. So I decided, and the ranch kind of decided with me, the people that have had experience up there and that run the place, that know me, say, hey, you can take your wife out together with you on the moonlight ride. You guys will walk at a really slow pace. We'll get you out there, and we'll get you back home safely, because everything is centered around wanting my wife to feel comfortable. She does not see well in the dark. She does not have a lot of familiarity with riding. She just bought her first pair of cowboy boots before we left. So that was kind of her experience with it. Ride out to the Moonlight Hill, where we get to see all the scenery. Beautiful. It's unlike anything you've ever seen. It's like running through the scene in Gladiator with all the high grass and the beautiful fields out there. The flowers this time of year are in full bloom, and it really is an incredible scene. But we get out to the hill, and then it's time to pack up and get ready to go back to the ranch, right? Pretty safe trip, but you do have to get through some treacherous territory. And so the ride that we were kind of accompanying on the way out there got a little bit of a head start leaving Moonlight Hill, and I just figured, well, yeah, we're walking, but they're kind of zigzagging their way across the plain to get to where we need to traverse the hill, and we're walking in a straight line, so I figure, well, eventually we'll catch up to them, right? No big deal. Well,
you know, we got to get in this story before the top 7 of 7.
I do. I sent how long the story was going to take, right? I preface that.
The worst out of Browns ever.
So the moon has come up a little bit, but when the moon comes out at night, it's still pretty light out there. I mean, it can stay light out there till about 9:45, 10 o'clock. And then we get to the edge of the ridge, and I'm looking ahead to the ride that we were following, and I see that they're already at the bottom of the ridge, and I'm kind of looking around, and like I said, I'm familiar with the place in terms of I can point a direction and go that way, but I'm not always familiar with the exact right trail you need to take to get down. So I look down this ravine, and there's two trails. One's blocked by a big tree. The other's blocked by multiple little trees, and neither of them I feel comfortable taking my wife down. So we start going back and forth on the ridge. And for about 20 minutes or so, with me, my wife, and one other guide who's pretty much unfamiliar with that area, we're walking along, and we realize it's starting to get really dark, like pitch black dark, to the point that my wife begins to get uncomfortable. And as we're going back and forth across this ridge, we're still not finding a way down. 20 minutes go by. We still haven't found a way down. And my wife starts to freak out. I'm starting to feel uncomfortable as well because she's uncomfortable. We really aren't seeing things that well, and we're not seeing the path down. So I ask her to hop off the horse. She hops off the horse. I hop off my horse, and we start trying to walk along the ridge to find our way down. It's about 10:15 now, and we've still got to cross a river that we have no experience crossing. My wife has never crossed a river before, so long story short.
That's the best line ever. Long story short.
That's the best line right there. That's the best line of all. That's better than Adam Brown.
You guys are worse. Man,
Roy, it's not us. We read the river like into the fence. Yeah. If someone said I could have flown to Montana and come back by now. the thing that's so great about Roy, he's so passionate. He's so detailed.
Oh, my God.
You're going to hear. You're going to get the details.
Look, I love this place, and I don't think it should be marginalized to a 2 or 3 minute recap.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh my God.
Anyway,
Bob Ross could have.
We're walking down the hill. I walk her down to the bottom of the hill, both her and my horse. All right. We walk down to the bottom of the hill, still got to cross the river.
Shut up,
and I look down. I got my flashlight now at this point because I can't see anything. And I look down at her bridle. Are you guys familiar with what a bridle is?
Yeah, it's a shower that women have before a wedding. Yeah.
A bridle is what you use to control your horse in Western riding, okay? English riding, I believe they have them too. But a bridle is what you use to control your horse. And you have two reins on each side. You pull on one to the left, they go left. You pull on one to the right, they go right. Well, as I'm looking at it, I realize one of the reins is gone.
Man.
On the way down the trail, her horse stepped on the rein, snapped it off of the bridle, and now my wife is in a situation where she's got one rein to control her horse, and that's it. So I've got to walk back up the mountain for the next 15 minutes with just my flashlight and the moonlight, which is not significant at all anymore, to find her rein. Luckily enough, I found the rein. I come back down the hill. We strap it back onto the bridle. Then we've got to cross the river. Unfortunately, my wife's horse takes the appropriate way to do it, the shallow way. My horse takes the deep route.
Oh, man.
And falls into a pit in the water at 11 o'clock at night that soaks me to my groin. So finally, we cross the river, get back to the bridge where we still need to get over and still have about, 3 miles to get back to the ranch. They pick her up in a car, take her safely back to the ranch, and I have to ride home soaked from the waist down with about a pint of water or 2 pints of water in my boot, riding back the entire way home. Fortunately, my wife was safe enough, and then we went out to the bar and drank my sorrows and my coldness away.
Nice. Welcome back.
I can tell that you mean that.
Tom Selleck wants his boots back.
Shit's a fantastic.
He might now.
Yeah, the fantastic.
He might
now. Oh, my God.
Back from Montana.
I can't believe you walked on. I don't even know where to start.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.